NASDAQ, it trades as DJT, the Trump Media and Technology Group Corp. Interesting ride yesterday. It had been bumping along at $40 a share on the open yesterday. It zoomed up to 77 before finishing at around $58 a share. So who is driving this massive increase, not just in the stock price, but in Donald Trump's net worth? Lucas Alpert joins us live this morning. He is the financial investigations reporter for MarketWatch. Lucas, good morning.
Morning.
So are these traditional institutional investors that are driving this, or are these MAGA Nation folks looking to support their fearless leader?
No, this is something, you know, that falls more into what we would consider retail investors. This is being considered a meme stock, which is, if you remember from a few years ago, companies like GameStop and AMC, you know, saw these huge spikes in their share price, and which was not really based off the fundamentals of the company, but because there was a sort of passion that was driven online to basically drive the share price up.
I know Trump Media has been upfront about the challenges, and including some uncertain prospects of profitability and its reliance on President Trump's involvement. How do you think these factors are factoring into investors' decisions on this?
Well, it's hard to say exactly what the motivations are, but I think, you know, for, you know, a certain cohort, you know, the fact that maybe they support Trump's candidacy, and this is some way of like expressing that support, that's probably part of it. Mm-hmm. There's another part of it that is, you know, just looking at a stock that's rising fast or, you know, moving a lot, and you can kind of, you know, ride the rise, ride the dip, you know, kind of, you know, approach to these things. So there's, you know, trying to ride the momentum of a stock that's just flying all over the place. You can probably make money if you time it right. So that's going to be a component. I don't think there's an institutional component in this yet because, well, I mean, frankly, the fundamentals of the company really don't support the stock price. So, you know, I don't think you're going to get your, you know, your T. Rowe price, your Fidelities in on something like this. Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of like that GameStop stock and everything that happened there? Is that similar to what's happening now?
Yes, that's exactly what we're seeing here. I mean, this is being driven largely by a sort of, as somebody describes it to me, a supercharged meme stock. You know, it's being driven by passions online, a lot of, you know, focus on momentum, really, more than, you know, hey, let's take a look at this company and it's got great P&L and, you know, profitability and, you know, a great, you know, none of that's actually happening yet. So it's very similar to what we saw with GameStop and AMC some years ago.
Is there some peril for investors here that you have one individual, in this case, a pretty volatile individual himself in terms of Donald Trump, that holds the lion's share of the stock that's interest in the company?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, really, he owns about 70% of the shares. The share price, you know, pre this merger, obviously there was plans to merge with this SPAC or blank check company called Digital World Acquisition Corp. That had been in the plans for a couple of years. The shares of that, of DWAC, as it was called, you know, started rising in January, really right on the day Trump won in New Hampshire. So it seemed like, you know, the momentum was being driven by his political prospects rising. So it seems very tied to that. And since he owns, you know, almost 2-3 quarters of the company, you know, anything he does, you know, if his political wins, you know, or if his political fortunes start to falter a bit, probably that stock price goes down. If he sells shares, which, you know, there's been some talk of him attempting to do because he's got a bit of a cash crunch in other parts of this world, you know, that's going to sink the share price. It's going to be it's very reliant on him and his fortune.
Yeah. You're going to need a strong stomach. It closed at 58 yesterday. I'm looking at the pre-market. It looks like it could open as high as $65 this morning. So up 13% already in overnight action there.
Lucas, Truth Social basically being relatively new to the social media landscape, and they face some pretty stiff competition. What strategies do you think the company needs to employ to maybe differentiate itself and attract a broader base?
Well, I mean, really, it seems to me that their main differentiation is just that he's on it. You know, so if you want to know what Trump is saying, that's where you kind of have to go. But, you know, I don't know how many other people are on it. I think they have about 5 million monthly users, which is paltry. And, you know, next to, say, Twitter or X, as it's called now, which is 500 million. You know, and then there's other, you know, obviously it kind of caters to a more conservative space. There were other competitors. There was Getter. There's Parler, which is sort of not functioning right now. But, you know, those are even smaller. So I don't know, you know, how you do this. How do you make that into a viable business? You know, it's advertising driven, which is a very volatile business structure anyway. So, you know, it's it loses money. It's never really brought in a lot of revenue at all. So it's, you know, this is pretty tough from a, you know, pure business metric standpoint to see how you could really make this into something that justifies a stock like that.
Yeah, I mean, $49 million in losses in the first 9 months of last year on $3.4 million in revenue. But we can say the same thing about Reddit, and it's got a $10 billion market cap now, too. Lucas Alpert, we thank you for your insights on this, and we'll continue reading you there in MarketWatch.
Thank you.